Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 67, verses 3 and 4. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you, or let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. It's Selah. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 62, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you again for joining us to worship our Lord today. Why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 62. Crown him with many crowns. And we'll sing the first and the fourth stanzas. Turn to our second hymn, number 202, In Times Like These. Conflicts and everything, And just so thankful we have Jesus as our anchor, right? Solid rock. Amen. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 194. And can you please rise as you join in singing the last hymn, 194, You Must Be Born Again.
Yesterday and on Friday, we have 500 people in the reception for the memory of Leo, and yesterday, close to 200. And I don't know how we put it here, but there were chairs around. Raquel had to be moved, and chairs over there. And I asked the parents to take the children in their laps so that we can put more people. There was no hallway, there was all solid chairs all the way through. And there were great results of God. The man who cut our grass here, Perfecto. He's about 83 years old. Love. He was crying in the parking lot as I went out. He said, "I'm lost. And if I die, I don't want to fly away to hell." So the sermon came okay. He was really falling and in crisis. I told his son to take it home, and I would visit with him. Also, the family of Leo was very convicted, and they told us they cannot be here today because there are 70 or 80 in the family, you know, six children, and each children has six children, and the children has six, and so they multiply. But they said they want to be here, his daughter, the youngest one. So I want to hear more about that, Pastor. So I thank you for those who came, and Brother Greg worked from early in the morning with Maria and preparing all of these. In our church, we always win somebody after a memorial service. And it was not so deep and profound. It was just simple, announcing the need of salvation. And I preached on the question that Leo asked me and on Psalm 90, verse 10. Remember that our days are 70 and the strongest 80. And then we fly away. And Leo asked me that question, where do we fly away? And so I preached on that. And there were people from Bible church here that asked me, I was enlightened to know that we are a person, we're not just in a spirit, and so on. So I praise the Lord that God used our little church to expand this in a mighty way. Let's pray together. King David tells us in Psalm 9, sing praises to the Lord which dwell in Zion, declare among the people his doing. Heavenly Father, we come to you with praises and thankfulness for all you do for us. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't, but always you are there for us. We look forward today to hear your word, to hear your counsel. Cause us to take in the spiritual food that comes from your word and teach us to apply it to our life. Heavenly Father, we are encouraged by your love and care as we see it described in the scriptures. And so we are moved to pray for those who have a need. May they come for cancer, Joshua Yalde, for a free walk? Do I foresee for the development of business and personal health? Mrs. Vutone from Informed Choice Ministries, a need overcoming cancer. For Bob Jones visiting the family in Florida and Arkansas. For Ed Hernandez on rehabilitation therapy, recovering from a heart stroke. For all the young people in our church, they are preparing to go back to school, and especially we pray for Madeline, as I assume she arrived already to Los Angeles. And I pray for the family, they must be crying. And for the Llewellyn family, Lord, for Raquel with the hearing difficulties. You know, we read in Nehemiah 8:10, do no sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so we pray for Dolores Valdez and Darlene Valdez and the rest of the family for this special moment in their life as Leo Valdez was called to your presence. Thank you for your personal recovery in everyone. And thank you for giving all of us the hope of tomorrow. And Lord, I'm thankful for myself. I have fully recovered from the injuries in the back and in the knee, and the doctors told me you are on your way. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you that you, again, prove that even at 81, I have the strength to recover and to move on. Thank you. Thank you, Father. And we pray for Ramil Yalde. He has difficulties with the thyroid glands and losing